girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Hi. Has anyone ever told you that your eyes are blue and as calm as the sea where many of my friends have disappeared?
Oh, creepy.
Step number one, don't search the FBI's most wanted list on your phone in front of him. Don't do that. That'll make him angry. And two, tell him that you love the sea, and that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Michelle, it's... Look, I know I barely know you, but I did not mean to sign you up for karaoke. I thought that it would be, like, fun to put your name on the sheet of paper and, like, have you sing a random song, but I didn't know that you had severe stage fright and that the DJ was totally peer pressuring you by, like, singling you out to perform by getting the crowd to chant your name. You didn't have to leave. I hope you don't think I'm a huge jerk. I'm really sorry, and I'm hopeful that you'll give me another chance.
That is the worst when you see people do that, though. Like, somebody really, really has a problem getting in front of people, but they still pressure them into doing it.
And you know, like, he thought it was going to be a cute gesture, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. They're like, oh, my God, they're chanting now? Like, stop.
I guess it'll be funny, something we can talk about in the future. Instead, she has a panic attack and spends the next week in bed just frozen from the experience.
Next message.
Hey, Buttercup. This is your old landlord. I got your number from your old roommate. I want to go bowling tomorrow night, and I'm hoping that you can join me on the lanes. Call me back, dollface.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's when you start checking the bathroom to see where the secret hidden cameras are.
That's how he got the number of the Loser Line, though. Hey, remember that person that used to live here, your roommate? She's real hot. I want to take her bowling. Think I'd get her number, take her bowling? Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. It's really easy. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Tiffany, this is Rob. I'm not sure, maybe you're running late or something, but the fondue making class is about to start, and we were going to meet like 20 minutes ago, and you're still not here. I mean, I paid $100 for each of us, and I mean, it's going to be really fun, so I hope you can still make it. Call me right back. Hopefully I see you. Again, this is Robert, a.k.a. your fondued.
Next message.
You know what? He still had a positive attitude at the end of that.
Yeah.
He's waiting to say that.
I feel so bad for him.
This is when people take the Loser Line to the next level, when they actually make plans with somebody.
Yeah.
And then, like, just show up and then just call me.
Yeah,
it's one thing
tickets.
To say, wait for me at a coffee shop. It's another thing to say, drop $100 on a fondue cooking class.
Oh, poor guy.
Well, it's safe to say that since he called the Loser Line, she didn't show up.
Oh, no.
He did call back. Here's his other voicemail.
Next message.
Tiffany, I'm really starting to panic here. The fondue class was supposed to start like 5 minutes ago. I mean, I know you got my text, and they're going to teach us how to make like Swiss fondue, Gruyere fondue, mushroom fondue, tomato fondue. How would you not show up for this? I mean, this is a really cool thing. At least call me back. I mean, I hope you didn't think my joke was cheesy, like when I called myself the fondued. I mean, you get it, right? Like fondued. Fondue plus dude, like a cheesy joke.
Okay.
Like cheesy, like fondue.
Next message.
Man, this guy's got all the fondue jokes. I'm surprised he got the number of the Loser Line.
He'd been saving
it
for her.
I'm so sad for him. Do you know what? There's nothing sadder than fondue by yourself, you guys.
That's true.
That is like a sad meal.
It's an extremely social meal.
Yeah, it is. Fondue is something that you should only do with other people.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Next message.
Jennifer, it's Brian. It's been about a month since we saw each other. I don't know if you've been trying to get a hold of me, but I've been kind of off the grid. I basically went back to nature, tired of the city life. I needed to kind of find myself and do some soul searching. So I was out in the wilderness, and, you know, it was really a crazy experience. I had to live off the land and eat small animals. It was pretty amazing, and one of the most intense things I did was drink my own pee.
Oh.
and I drank a lot of it, maybe a lot more than I should have. I don't know if you've ever had to drink your own pee before, but it's really not that bad. And it was a hell of a lot better than the things I had to do in prison.
Oh.
So call me back. And if you ever want someone to teach you how to drink your own pee, I'm your man.
Next message.
Oh, well, that's a shame that he got the loser line. Yeah, everybody needs to know how to drink their own pee.
I feel like he had access to water, and he still decided.
Yeah,
there's
still,
like, a lot packed in there. Like, and then he just dropped the prison thing so nonchalantly.
Yeah, without drinking other people's pee.
Yeah,
your own pee is way better than other people's. Let me tell you that. Remember, you can listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.